It's Hanukkah. Are you an applesauce or a sour cream person, Phil?
That is a very easy answer for me. I am an applesauce person.
Really?
Yes.
I'm a sour cream person, but also not Jewish. So I'm going to defer to you on this. But
Finally.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Cheryl and Tom Bashista from Bashista Orchards and Cider Mill in Southampton. And you have apples that I'm sure can be sauced. Yes?
Yes.
Now, apple season and growing season, as we know it, we've entered the dark days, although the light is starting to come back now.
It's already getting longer, the days. Yeah.
But you're doing apples all year round at Bashista?
We have apples all year. Right now, we have over 30 kinds of apples in stock, in cold storage, sweet and tart, all different kinds.
Mm-hmm. What's the best for applesauce making?
Oh, always a blend. People come in and say, hey, I want to make some applesauce. I'll ask them, well, do you like a tart applesauce or do you like a sweet applesauce? And most of the time, people will like a sweet applesauce. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, all right, so I'll get you like 3 or 4 different kinds of apples, all sweet. So we might have some Galas, we might have some Spencers, throw in some Macoons. Yeah, it'd be a good blend for them.
I want to throw this challenge out to the listening crowd. I would love to hear back from someone who ends up going to Bashista and actually makes applesauce for the first time, because that is one of the easiest things in the world to make.
I've never made it.
I call it a 3-step process maximum.
What is it?
You cut the apples. Uh-huh. I don't even wash. All right. All right. We'll say you wash them. You cut them. Don't put the core in. And then you put water up to the top of the apples and turn it on.
And then you mash it up.
No, you don't need to. It steams.
It mashes itself.
Just let it cook down.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You add whatever you like for spices and flavors. It could just be straight up honey and cinnamon. You can make it more interesting with ginger, whatever.
Sour cream.
Oh,
no, don't put that in. Yeah, no, don't put that in. How long has Bashista been an orchard? Is this a farm you grew up on?
Yeah, I grew up on the farm. The farm has been in existence since 1926 or so. My great-grandfather started the apple orchard side. Primarily, it was a dairy farm, but we expanded into the orchards. 1981, my grandfather retired, and we got rid of the dairy side, and we just expanded and completed working on the agricultural side using apples, cherries, peaches, plums.
So it skipped a generation and went from your grandfather to you, essentially?
No, my dad's still working with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
who's the boss now?
Well, he's always the boss.
And now, publicly and privately, you always say that.
Yes, and marrying into being the new boss is Cheryl Bashista. And what's your relationship to farming and Bashista orchards?
Well, when you marry one person, you marry into the family and you learn the business.
Yeah.
And you just do a little of everything.
So you didn't grow up on a farm, sure.
No. I learned more about apples through Tom and his family and about the cider mixes and everything. There's a lot.
Oh, yeah. We live in such a rich area for apples and cider culture, and we're really lucky to have this. I think it's our primo crop. Bordeaux has grapes, but Western Massachusetts has apples. Was there ever a time where you thought this isn't going to be the business for me, Tom, and tried to go Rahmspringa, as I like to say a lot of times, and experiment with other type of things before you came back to the farm?
Well, I am a commercial artist by trade and specializing in screen printing.
Oh, wow. And do you still do some of that?
I still do that. Got to keep my fingers in the ink, so to say. But the farm always attracted me, especially working with the trees. I do my own grafting to expand on some varieties that some other people might have that they might want to share with me. So I'll make my own trees from grafts.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just explain that? We've explained this oftentimes, but how it works with apple trees and varieties and grafting, and how it works.
Your basic apple tree is a rootstock. And a rootstock is something that is going to do well in whatever area that you're growing your orchard in. So you want a rootstock that's going to handle the cold, it's going to handle the heat of New England. Then you're going to take your variety that's going to grow well in your area. Say, for instance, I want to introduce more northern spies to my orchard, but I have a nice semi-dwarf rootstock that's not going to get 40 feet tall. It's not going to be as vigorous as, say, your old standard trees. So you'll take that rootstock, you'll cut it back, and you'll graft. Basically, you're marrying the new wood to the old wood with a nice sharp chisel cut in your forcing them together, and you're taping it up, and you hope that it sticks in the spring when the sap starts flowing.
Sounds like arranged marriages of old.
It works.
Sometimes it does. Another
but
family
do you
tree.
Love me? Speaking with Cheryl and Tom Bashista from Bashista Orchards in Southampton, And you were mentioning with cold storage, you can do this all year round to keep apples all year round, which is great. But you've also got some other fun stuff here.
Yeah. What kind of apple is this?
Oh, yes. We have our famous apple cider donuts.
We got to try one of these, Phil.
Yeah. And how does one make an apple cider donut?
Ooh, first you start with our apple cider. That's the secret to our excellent cider donuts is our apple cider.
And if I'm a person who would like to play around a little bit with ciders and maybe I want to ferment them and turn them into hard ciders, are you able to help me get started on something like that?
We have hard cider making kits at the store. If anyone wants to talk hard cider, I'm happy to help them get started in the hobby. And if you're already in the hobby or semi-professional, I'd love to learn some of your secrets.
So you're not releasing a hard cider from Bashista, but you are?
No, I help people make their own.
Right.
I'm in the hobby myself. Been making hard cider for myself for well over 20 years.
Is it harder than making applesauce?
Let's put it this way. If you can make milk go bad, you can make hard cider.
And these donuts are delicious and perfect for the season. Anything fried in oil is a food of Hanukkah as far as I'm concerned.
So you're open throughout the winter. Are there certain days? I mean, what times in Southampton can I swing by?
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. We are closed New Year's Day.
But you're open on Christmas?
We are not open on Christmas either.
I think if I was open every day from 8 to 6:30,
yep.
It would drive me to hard cider.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like I need any extra help. Cheryl and Tom Bashista from Bashista Orchards and Cider Mill in Southampton and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.